State governors, secretaries of state, and county election boards throughout the Ohio Valley are preparing for an unprecedented presidential election during a global pandemic. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia are all expanding voting options and safety precautions to include absentee or mail-in voting and early in-person voting. Alana Watson reports that the pandemic has forced local governments to change practices that have been the same for decades.
West Virginia election officials are mimicking what was done during their primary on June 9th. West Virginia Secretary of State Mac Warner says they had perhaps the most successful primary during the COVID-19 pandemic, with zero cases of the virus reported due to in-person voting. Warner is confident the state won't hit any bumps in the road in November.
The good thing about the general is we now know what those issues are, and we're out educating people on the front end.
Warner says normally 6,000 to 7,000 people vote absentee in the state, but he's expecting roughly 250,000 people to vote by mail for the general election. So to help with the increase in mail-in ballots, West Virginia County clerks can start processing absentee ballots during early voting for the upcoming election. Election officials in Ohio also expect a large absentee vote. John Keeling is the communications director for Ohio Secretary of State. He stressed that this will be the first time many people will be casting their ballots by mail. Ohio officials are allowing county clerks to contact voters directly if there's a problem, eliminating additional mailing. Keeling says Ohio voters should provide clerks their phone numbers and emails.
So that if there is an issue with their absentee ballot request form or their absentee ballot, their county board will be able to very quickly reach out to that voter and say, hey, listen.
Like West Virginia, Ohio is also allowing county clerks to start to verify absentee ballots early. But Keeling says people should expect results to be delayed by 2 to 3 weeks. This will also be the first general election that Ohioans can leave their ballots in a county drop box. Kentucky has the most changes out of all three states. Every county has to submit election plans that have to be approved by Secretary of State Michael Adams and Governor Andy Beshear. Adams says one of the biggest changes they have made is having 3 weeks of early voting to help space out crowds.
There's no one election day. We've got like 20 election days.
Adams is expecting a historic voter turnout in Kentucky and nationwide, predicting turnout more than twice the vote in the primaries.
This is a very politically charged time. People have strong opinions about the president in particular, in favor or against, and they all want to go vote.
Although the pandemic has caused states to alter normal election practices, experts believe this could be the easiest it's been to vote. University of Kentucky law professor Joshua Douglas says most states are making voting more accessible. Douglas researches voting rights and election laws and recently wrote a book on ways to expand voting rights.
When we make voting easier, more people participate. And we see this in state after state that's expanded vote by mail, that is breaking down barriers to the ballot box. Everywhere that we pass these pro-voter policies, turnout goes up.
Douglas says these pro-voter policies need to increase in non-pandemic times to help with voter disenfranchisement.
And that can only be good for our democracy.
All three secretaries of state say this election could help shape future elections, but only if people speak up about how the process should be changed. Most of the adjustments done for the presidential election and state primaries were done through executive authority and emergency powers.
It's all stuff that we did on our own, and it all goes away when this election's over. I just turn back into a pumpkin again. So if people like this, they got to let their legislators know.
Kentucky Secretary Adams says now that people have been exposed to the possibilities, there may be a stronger push to make voting easier in future elections. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alana Watson.